Anders Stillauger has certainly made a home of Steele County Blades, playing here in Owatonna, third season now with the team, and captain this season, the first season as captain?
Yep, first season.
Yeah.
So what did that mean to you to be a captain, to have that recognition to begin things? Just what kind of impact did that have for you to be?
Kind of gave me a lot more responsibility, but also felt good to know that like a lot of people look up to me, a lot of people follow me, and just knowing that I can be the leader that the team needs.
And in action during the season, are there things that come to mind, whether it's helping a young guy, whether it's responding if the team has a tough game? Are there some things that stand out that, as a captain, you felt you really helped the team with?
I think that like giving some of the new guys small pointers throughout the year and just helping them throughout practice, helping them in the locker room, make sure that they're fitting in well, knowing kind of how to act and all that stuff, like what you can get away with on the ice and what you can't. It's just small things like that.
The team had a successful season. We'll talk about that. And so many people during the season have talked about the family feel, the chemistry that the team had. Why do you think that was such a strong thing this season?
I think that was really strong this year because we have, I think it's 6 or 8 foreigners, and they're obviously homesick, so it takes a lot more bringing in, too, than we have in the last couple of years. So, yeah.
Okay.
As far as, and maybe talk a little bit more about that experience. I can't imagine you've ever played on a team that had so many people from other parts of the world. What was cool about that, or how do you think you'll remember that experience?
It's really cool. I like hearing we have 2 guys from Czech, a couple guys that speak Russian, a guy from Hungary, and then a guy from Australia. But I like learning, I have learned a little bit of Russian, a little bit of Czech, not enough to actually talk, but picking up a couple of words here and there is a lot of fun.
The team on the ice has done a lot of great things this season. Wins over the Squatch, who early on were just crushing everybody. A real good game against Hudson just recently. What is it the team is doing on the ice that has made it a good season?
I think that our shots towards the net and a lot of forechecking has got our team pretty successful this year.
Okay. So pretty simple, just a couple little things.
Yep, very simple.
Okay.
And the team, with regard to folks that were first-year junior players, they've all come up to speed here pretty well then, and maybe what is it that a thing or two that a first-year player needs to know and needs to learn to be a good contributor?
So a lot of the first-year guys are pretty good with the pace. Now, right away, it's just picking up your head, making sure that you have time, and if you don't have time, you got to move the puck right away. But realizing when you have the time, but yeah.
And having confidence from having some success, a lot of success this season against some good teams, how do you feel about the remaining games and then a playoff run? How do you feel about it?
I feel really good about remaining games and just recently playing the Moose last weekend. Going into a shootout there, I feel like we put up for sure a good fight in playoffs, hopefully moving on to second round.
Okay.
Are the numbers such that the Moose are the likely opponent? Is that how it is?
Yeah. Okay. Well, most likely play the Moose.
Most likely. I know with a few games to go, there might be a little bit of shifting, but I know things got to kind of settle into place. When you think about your experience of playing junior hockey, was the Blades your first junior hockey team?
Yes, it was okay. My first.
All right, so your entire junior career is with the Blades and wrapping up now, aging out after all of this season is wrapped up, Anders. What's going to stand out about the junior hockey experience? What will you have really enjoyed about it overall?
It's made me a lot of new friends, a lot of really close friends now. Like there's a couple guys I went to new teams. I haven't stopped talking to them since they've left. And there's a guy here that I know for sure I'll be talking to after this season, so, yeah.
And having played in Owatonna, we know about your Owatonna connections. What does that leave you feeling like, having played your junior career here in town?
I don't know, it just kind of feels like kind of how my dad left off, just leaving that kind of same age, a little bit older, but,
okay.
Yeah.
What's in the future for you, do you believe, after this winter and after this season's all done?
I think I'm going to find a job in the trades, but don't know for sure yet. But
okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
All right.
And do you think the hockey career is going to wrap up, or might a door open?
Maybe a door will open, but I think it's going to be wrapped up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you feel good. You played it. A lot of people don't even get the chance to play junior hockey, so it ends on a good note by moving on and having done this for a few seasons, I trust.
Yeah, it was a great blast.
Yeah.
And as a captain, of course, in this final season. Any other comments, Anders?
Nothing.
All right.
Well, hey, it's always great to see you. Good luck with all the games that remain, and hopefully the Blades are moving on into several rounds. Good luck.
Thank you.